an earth truth for one's winter wall tenting survival. Oh, somber November, and even more so by mid-December. Oh, sobering, oh, the self-reliance testing gauntlet of old winter solstice time, ahay. Amidst an ever-deepening cold, these lengthening nights, ye, all this excessive winter darkness is beginning to have an oppressive effect on me. I try to reason with myself, struggling mightily, telling myself that these nights, interminable, are not something negative, that it's just the way of the north, the way of nature. But even as I reason thusly on a rational level, there is another level, an instinctive guttural voice warning me that winter's light famine is a force to be reckoned with, an enemy indeed. Is it an inner wisdom or whisperings of an ancestor skillful at making the good medicine? An ancestral Shamaganish, guardian spirit of mountain men, ahay. Yes, yes, an inner response to an outer challenge. The dawn's early light of each successive day finds me dancing, keeping my dancing circle well broken out, ahay. Despite night's wind drifting or fresh snowfall, the circle that I dance is smoothly padded down by innumerable footfalls, ahay. Yes, it is eminently clear to me that one's best defense against that old black shaman, winter's darkness, is an active spiritual practice, heya, and an earnestly earth spiritual, ahay. Swift Fork Tent Camp, Depths of Midwinter, January 2011.